Call the Coca-Cola Capital of Iowa home. This is the station where your friends are. AM 1220, KJN Atlantic.
KJAN Sports.
It's time now for high school basketball on KJAN as Jim Field and Chris Parks are at Atlantic High School this evening.
Thank you very much, Brett. We are here at Atlantic High School tonight getting set for postseason basketball here as the Atlantic Trojans get their postseason underway tonight by hosting Red Oak here in this Class 3A sub-state number one. This will be the first-round matchup. They break it up into two districts, and then the winners of those two districts play in the sub-state final. This is sub-state one, district number two, and Atlantic hosting Red Oak here tonight. The other side of the bracket is Harlan and Glenwood. They're playing in Harlan tonight. Tipping off here at 7 o'clock as well. But the Trojans looking to try to get the postseason started here in the right way. And, of course, this time of year, there's no margin for error anymore.
Oh, no. No, you're one and done if you don't come out on top here tonight. And don't underestimate the Red Oak Tigers' incentive tonight either. They've been beaten twice this year by Atlantic, the last time fairly handily. So they want to prove that they belong out here tonight. And, hey, they're just out here playing. Nobody expects them to win tonight, so all they're going to do is play hard.
Yeah, they've got nothing to lose, and it should make for an interesting ball game here for you tonight. And, of course, the Trojans trying to pick up that victory to move on. The winner here tonight would move on to play on a Thursday night, as it'll be played up over at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. 7 o'clock tip-off coming up on Thursday as well. So both teams are out there here on the floor getting themselves warmed up, and we'll get ready for basketball here in just a little bit. We'll take a quick break, come back, take a look at these two teams. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn, where they are offering a great chance to get away without having to travel very far. So if you're looking to spend quality time with that special someone or a chance to get away, head for the American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn. Oakland Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy, offering competitive prices and hometown service. They're a convenient stop on your way home from seeing specialists in the city. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Smith Heating and Plumbing Incorporated in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They are your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all of your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528.
Chris Parks along with Jim Field back here at the Atlantic High School getting ready for postseason basketball tonight as Atlantic takes on Red Oak here in the 3A first round play. And as you mentioned, these two teams have met already twice here on the season, and it's been Atlantic coming away with pretty handily victories here both times, and even more so the second time around.
Yeah, the first time back on December the 6th, it was Atlantic winning 57-35, jumped out to a big early lead and then took care of business. Dalton Franken at 20 points, 13 for Gunnar Bloom that night. Atlantic out-rebounded Red Oak 22-11 in that ball game, but look at the difference in shooting. 24 out of 40, 60% for the Trojans. 10 out of 35, 28% for the Tigers. They just didn't get off a lot of shots in that ballgame. Second time around, it was pretty similar, except the score was bigger. 68-24, the Trojans won it on the road, jumping out to a 36-8 halftime lead, and it was pretty much all coasting from there back on January the 13th. Dalton Franken had 17, Gunnar Bloom 16, Harrison Hoyg had a dozen. Atlantic shot 55%, 26 out of 47 from the floor, compared to 23%, just 8 of 34 for the Tigers from the floor. And check out the rebounding edge, 35 for Atlantic, 9 for Red Oak.
It's a big disparity there, and you'll win a lot of ball games doing that each night out. So Trojans able to get those wins the first two times these teams met, and of course they'll try to do the same here once again here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a look now how it these two teams match up here for you on the season-wise. For the Red Oak Tigers, they're led by Tanner Johnson, who has scored about 14.2 points per game, and also he's shooting about 44% from the field, so a pretty good shooter out there on the floor for the Tigers. Pete Walker also averages about 10 points, and Andy Vile averages about 9 points on the season for the Tigers here as they get ready for basketball tonight. They shoot average about 46 points per game on the season, 37% from the field shooting, and also 32% from three-point range. They're a 61% team from the free throw line, and they're led in that category by Pete Walker, a guy that is pretty good at the stripe. for the Trojans, led on the year, of course, by Dalton Franken. He's in the top five in Class 3A in scoring, and he averages 19 points per contest. Shoots 50% from the field and 45% from three-point range on the year. Also a 77% free throw shooter, so a pretty good shooter out there all around for Atlantic. For the Trojans as well, Sam Markham averages about 11 points a contest. He's a 47% shooter from the field. Chad Christensen averaging 9 points on the season, and he also shoots 41% from three-point range, so a good shooter on the outside there. He also has 135 assists on the season. Right now, that's the top spot in Class 3A, and he's also just 10th in the state overall in assists, so a good guy dishing the ball for the Trojans out top. Also, Gunnar Bloom averages 8 points, and Harrison Hoig averages about 7 points, so a lot of guys that can really get in the action and help contribute point-wise for the Trojans as they average about 62 points overall on the season as a squad. That's a look at the stats there for the two teams, and we'll go ahead and get into taking a look here at the starting lineups here for these two teams here tonight as well. For the Red Oak Tigers, Coach Brad Schliemann, they're 5-16 overall in the year. Here's our starting five. Number 11, Pete Walker, the 5'10 junior. Number 13, Jose Perez, the 5'11 junior. Number 33, Ryan Leininger, the 6'2 sophomore. Also number 35, Andy Vile, the 6'3 senior. And number 41, Tanner Johnson, the 6'2 junior. And as we mentioned those stats before, Johnson's really the guy that gets it going for them scoring-wise.
Yeah, they need him to have a good game because they really don't have anybody else that's going to put up big numbers for you. And, you know, Red Oak, looking at their games this year, their games have gotten a little bit closer as the season has gotten along. They've played teams a little bit tougher, but they just haven't been able to get over the hump. They've not had a winning streak this year. They've not won more than one time. They've never won twice in a row. They've had 2 3-game losing streaks, a 5-gamer, a 4-gamer. You know, it's a long season when you start talking about the losing streaks as opposed to the winning streaks. And, you know, when you look at the other side for the Trojans, they're used to winning. They started the year with 3 in a row, then won 2 in a row, and then ripped off 10 straight before their next loss. And then they've won 3 straight now since then to finish off the season. The Trojans have played their share of close games this year, though, too. So they feel like they're pretty well battle-tested.
And they got a lot of guys out there with a good deal of experience here out on the floor. And here's how they'll send out their starting five tonight for head coach Steve Blazek. They're 18-3 overall. And here's their starters. The number 14, Sam Markham, the 6'1 junior. Number 20, Chad Christensen, the 6'2 junior. Also number 32, Dalton Franken, the 6'5 junior. Number 42, Gunnar Bloom, the 6'2 senior. And number 44, Harrison Hoig, the 6'3 junior. Out on the floor tonight to start for the Trojans. So that's a look at your starting lineups here for these two squads. They're just finishing up the announcements here on in-house. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. Come back with tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. All's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the flooring business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish. Visit with Kirk or Bev today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner-operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland. Call 712-774-2215. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer today. Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic.
and your national anthem taken care of here this evening as we get set for high school basketball tonight. Class 3A Substate number 1. This is District 2 out of that substate, and Atlantic hosting the Red Oak Tigers here tonight. About ready to get things tapped off. Both teams sending their starters out there onto the floor, and we're ready to play basketball. Red Oak in their road black and tops and bottoms with the orange lettering and trim, and the white trim is there included as well. For Atlantic, the home whites with the black lettering and the gold trim here as we get set to tap things off. Dalton Frank will be in the center circle against Tanner Johnson to tap it up here this evening. And the whistle blow, ball's in the air, tap one by the Trojans, and we're underway here tonight at Atlantic High School. Chad Christensen will have it out top here and to send it over left side to Markham. Markham will skip it up top now here to Franken. They're rotating zone right now for the Tigers coming out here initially. Pump fake by Christensen in the corner, and then a tough pass is lost as he's trying to scoop it off to Gunnar Bloom. Ends up turning the ball over, and here come the Tigers. Pass over here to the left side, out on the arc. Get it now up top, now work it right side to Walker. Walker back up top to Leininger, now over left side. Three-pointers on the way, that's short. Missed there by Vile, and the rebound taken down by the Trojans. Christensen right side pass to Franken. He'll spot up for a three ball. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down underneath by Perez.
You know, Walker doesn't. He's their leading scorer, and he's their one guy that's a go-to guy, but he looks like he's about 13 years old out there.
Out top, the right side dribble here for Perez. He'll throw it in the corner. Now down low, they get it to Johnson on the block, and a nice look underneath. He had good positioning and hesitated for a moment, went up and got the easy layup. 2-0 Tigers with the early lead here. Trojans have it out front. Left side pass over to Markham. Now up top to Bloom. Inside now, Harrison Hoig has nice positioning on the block. Turns to the basket and gets the easy two.
Has a nice feed inside.
So all knotted up at two here early on. And we'll have Tanner Johnson with it out front right now for the Tigers. He'll hand it off to Walker. You know, Walker, really small-bodied player out there for the Tigers. Out top now to Vile. He'll try to lob it down low to Johnson. It was just over his fingertips. He couldn't hang on to it, so he'll turn it over. Up ahead quickly, Hoyt on the run out. Has his shot partially blocked, and he missed it off the bottom of the backboard. And the rebound taken down by the Tigers. Trojans can't convert in transition. Now a dribble here by Walker. He'll dump it up out top. Here's Perez hanging on to it on the arc. Now gives it off to Leininger. Leininger throws a pass. It's stolen by Markham. Other way. Left-hand layup is good.
Quick, quick, quick.
Sam Markham, a very quick defensive player for the Trojans, and he showed it there. Left-hand dribble now here for Walker. He'll try to fire a long pass, and it's stolen. Franken got in the way of that one. He'll come the other way. He'll stop at the elbow, fire up the jumper, and knock it home. The pull-up in transition, and it's 6-2 Trojans. 5:28 early on here in this first quarter. Walker out front with the basketball for the Tigers. We'll throw it over right side. Vile has it, now dumps it off to Leininger. Off to Perez. Back to Walker. He'll fire up a three ball at the top of the key. It's good. Beat Walker with the triple, and it's 6-5. Trojans back the other way here. The lead and the basketball. Left side pass. Bloom skip across to Markham. Back up top to Christensen. Christensen back to Markham, now in the corner to Franken. Franken will try the three again, and that one's good. Bolden Franken answers right back, and it's 9-5. Trojans with the lead. They'll try to pressure here a little bit in the backcourt. Leininger picks up his dribble, needs some help, gets it off to Johnson. And they're going to have a timeout taken here by the Red Oak bench. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Brad Schliemann wants to talk to his club. Had a little bit of trouble handling the pressure there that time, and they're going to talk things over.
Well, I'm sure the Tigers haven't seen too many teams as quick as the Trojans. Not too many other teams have with the type of players that they put out there. You know, you don't have the huge post presence inside. You don't have a 6'9", 6'10 guy down low kind of clogging things up. They have a lot of guys that can move. Even guys down low can move real well with or without the basketball. It's tough to move the basketball back and forth. If the Trojans want to play lockdown defense in the backcourt, you can be in some serious trouble. By the way, Franken has hit his... mark, too, by the way.
That would be the point right there. He's now needed 5 points to get to 1,000 points for his career, so Dalton Franken has just got to that point. He's right at 1,000 for his career here tonight. Congratulations to Dalton Franken on the great accomplishment in his career. Now, Leininger got the easy bucket and scooping inside and a little flip hand underneath here for Red Oak. It's 9-7 now. Trojans back with the basketball. Bloom has it, now fires it inside, and low underneath it goes to Hoig, and he has his shots locked. Locked underneath there by Vile, and the Tigers come away with the basketball. Walker out front with it. Left-hand dribble, and now we'll kick it over across to Leininger. Leininger back up top. And now right side pass, it goes to Leininger. A bounce pass on the block. Vile the turn, and the jumper, it rolls through. Nice quick move that time. And ties it back up at 9 apiece. 3:53 left to go here, first quarter. Christensen, left side pass now over here to Franken. Franken will dribble into the elbow, kick it out to Markham. Now in the corner to Chad Christensen it goes. Back up top it goes to Franken. Now he'll lob it down underneath to Markham, and he just hesitated a little bit, and he got called for steps. We'll turn it back over here to the Tigers. Up off the bench, Red Oak will bring in Danny Carlson to the lineup as Leininger will get a rest. And now Red Oak going to inbound here against some pressure. Carlson will catch the inbound and dump it over here to Tanner Johnson. Johnson out front, working against Bloom. He'll go left side on the dribble, dump it off now to Perez. Back across they go. It's Carlson out on the arc. Bounce pass back to Johnson. Working hard against Bloom. They're going to call a foul on the floor as they're pumping bodies there to fight for position. And Gunnar Bloom is going to pick up his first foul and the first foul in the ballgame. Johnson's going to get a breather now as they bring in Nick Winan here to the lineup for the Tigers. Perez will inbound underneath here for Red Oak. Bounce pass inside to Vile. A quick jumper is good. Just off of the elbow that time, and Vile's able to knock it home, and it's 11-9. Tigers with the lead. Right side pass over to Bloom. Skip across. It goes to Markham. Markham out on the arc over to Franken. Franken will skip back across. It goes to Christensen. Now he's going to lob up the three, and it's good. Chad Christensen gave him a little space. He decided to take it. Knocks it home and gets the lead back here for the Trojans at 12-11. Walker across the timeline working against Markham on the dribble. He'll kick it right side. Vile has it out on the perimeter. Steps inside the arc. Shot up. It's off the side of the rim. And it ends up being touched by the Trojans before it goes out of bounds. So Red Oak will get the basketball. Not sure what happened there. And Franken decided to go try to save it, and he couldn't do so. Inbound pass, and they'll fire up another quick 17-foot jumper there, and it's missed that time by Vile. Quick pass up ahead as Christensen tried to rifle it to Markham. Couldn't quite get it there before a hand got in the way, but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. Over on the far side, it'll be Franken to inbound here. 2:33 left to go, first quarter. Lobbed up top to Christensen, and he'll back off towards the center circle and set things up. 2-3 zone look right now here for the Tigers. Right side pass over to Franken. Franken to skip back across to Markham. Markham the pump fake. Up top, Christensen. He'll try the three. It's in and out, no good. Franken the rebound. Put back strong is too strong. And the rebound to Vile. Tigers back the other way with it on the run. It's Walker outside, and he'll pull things up now. Dump it off here to Carlson. Carlson, the right-hand dribble. Picks it up, throws it over. Vile down low to Perez, and a little bit of push from behind by Christensen. He'll get hit with the first foul. Second team foul now against the Trojans.
Sometimes you get away with those down in low, but that was pretty obvious.
A little contact there. Tanner Johnson back into the lineup as Perez is going to check out here for Red Oak. Inbound underneath, and Johnson will inbound it. Exactly 2 minutes left to go, first quarter. The lob comes in. Carlson catches it high, stops at the free throw line after the dribble, missed the shot. Long rebound comes out. Carlson saves it and able to kick it across the line, and the Tigers keep. Walker out front with the basketball. Dribble to the left. Now kick it in the corner there. Leininger has it. Off to Johnson. Johnson the dribble. Forces his way right side. Franken tough defense. Missed the shot, and the rebound pulled down by Hoy. Passed across to Bloom, and he'll bring it up the floor. Bloom off to Franken. Franken over to Markham. Markham left side. Now up top it goes. Back to Markham. Markham a baseline pass. It goes now to Bloom in the corner. Up top, Christensen. Back to Markham here, left wing. The three ball on the way. That's off. Rebound is not saved. It was on the line there as Hoig went up to try to go save it. He's had a foot on the line, in line, and Tigers will get it back now. They bring a couple of paces into the ball game here as Leininger is going to check back in.
And also Dixon Nelson will check in here to the lineup. Inbound pass comes into Walker. And Walker will try to bring it up the floor here. Against the man pressure. Left side down. They get it down on the block now. A turn and a quick scoop shot there by Dixon Nelson. And he gets the two to roll home. And it's 13-12. Tigers here with the lead. Trojans now with the basketball out on the perimeter. 52 seconds left to go first quarter. Left side pass. Esbeck's in there. He just checked in at that last stoppage as well. He has it left side. We'll dump it down low. Hoig, tough leaner, no good. Rebound, batted around. It comes to Nelson. The Tigers get it back. They have a one-point lead with 36 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Up top, Walker with the basketball. We'll bring it back out towards the center circle. Get it over here to Leininger. Back up top now it goes to Johnson. 22 seconds to go. He'll stand out at the center circle and work some clock, looking for the last shot here in this first quarter. Johnson on the dribble. They don't come to pressure him yet. 10 seconds to go. Now he'll try to drive. Forces his way in. Awkward shot on the run. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Franken comes up with it. 3 seconds to go. 2 seconds on the run. Stops at the elbow. Shot at the buzzer. It's no good. And it's going to be a 13-12 lead here for Red Oak after one quarter of play tonight here at Atlantic High School. Take a break.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon. Family owned and operated, specializing in top quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing. A great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon on Highway 71. The Sports Bar at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on the weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. And contact Jamie or Dean at J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic. They can increase your business visibility by putting your company's name or logo on a variety of apparel like shirts, hats, coats, pens, and keychains, just to mention a few. That's J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. The Trojans trailing here tonight. They're not the only favorite team trailing. Glenwood beating Harlan 9-8 after one quarter. Up on Harlan's home floor as we go to the second quarter. 13-12, Red Oak with the advantage over Atlantic here early on. As Taylor bring, or Walker rather, brings it to the front court, dumps it down here low into the corner, gets it back around out top. Now Danny Carlson into the lineup, has the ball out top side as he'll work the dribble for the Tigers. Picks that dribble up now, fires into the corner. For the basketball, there is Tanner Johnson. He'll bring it around, and they feed it over here to the near side. Leininger back out top, but once again, it's Carlson with the basketball. Carlson trying to work one-on-one against Christensen. He taps it away in the steal. Tapped it free. Markham the steal. Now back to Christensen. He drives the floor and gets fouled on his way to the hole. He'll get two free throws as he was headed down the lane to elevate for the shot attempt inside. And that'll be the first foul of the night whistled against the Tigers. It's going to be whistled on Danny Carlson. The guy who commits the turnover also commits the foul on the other end. That'll send Christensen to the line. He'll shoot a couple. The first one is no good. First free throw of the night by either team for the Tigers. Andy Vile back into the lineup now as Carlson checks out. Tigers have to be thrilled where they are right now. Second try by Christensen. Short, front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. So they still lead at 13-12 over the Trojans. And Red Oak up the floor with the basketball now. Johnson on the dribble, and he's fouled. A push and a foul on the waist there. Will be against Dalton Franken. That will be his first. Team foul number three against the Trojans. Nobody in the game for either team with more than one foul so far here tonight. Tigers inbound. It's Walker with it in the backcourt. Walker, the 5'10 junior, kind of slings the ball from the shoulder on the shot attempt, so he needs to be clear. Back outside they go. Johnson, the head fake. Now the drive into the lane. A fights one up in traffic. No good. Too strong. Got his own board. Puts it back up and in. Tanner Johnson with his second field goal of the night. And it's 15-12, Tigers. Atlantic ball front court. Franken right side now. They'll fire it across. Blake Esbeck to the corner left side. Now to Christensen. Out top again. Now back in the corner. And a traveling violation. Markham got it right back to Christensen, and he did a little Fred Flintstone start there as he took off with the feet before he had a chance to drive. Out of the ballgame now comes Harrison Hoy. Gunnar Bloom is back in for the Trojans. As they inbound in the backcourt, almost stolen there by Markham. Trojans try to trap on the backside now. Johnson works the ball up ahead to the front. Kopi stops, now throws the ball, and it's tapped out of bounds. Tried to fire one high over to Walker, but Markham able to elevate quickly and swap that out of bounds like a blocked shot. Johnson out of the ball game now. Jose Perez checks back in for Red Oak as the Tigers will inbound here at center court. Oh, he's moving around there. You can't let him do that. Boy, Perez was jumping all over the place here on the sideline on the inbound. In the end, it's knocked out of bounds on the inbound try, so they'll do it again. Perez again looking to key it in. Now he'll feed it on the bounce, and it's taken there by Vial. Back out top, Walker. Walker off the dribble. 6.5 left here in the second quarter. 15-12, Red Oak leading Atlantic. Perez out top with the ball now, right side of the arc. Stops on the dribble, leaves it here for the near side. That's Leiniger. And the pass inside tapped away and now stolen. Trojans up with it. It's Markham up the floor with a basketball. Out top to Franken. Long three from the top of the arc is perfect. Dalton Franken knocks down the triple. That's 1,003 points now for the career as he drills home the three from the top. 6 minutes to go, and we're even at 15 apiece. Red Oak ball front court now. Perez here on the right side fires it across to Vial. Vial off the dribble drive now, right side, dumps it here into the corner. That's Leiniger. Leiniger, left-hand dribble into the high post. Now dumps it back outside. Walker, and he traveled to the basketball. Walker got the ball out top, faked the long three, and Markham came flying by on the block attempt. And then Walker off the head fake travels with it, so it'll turn right back over to the Trojans. For Atlantic now, Stuart Hoig into the basketball game. Also for the Tigers, Brandon Berggren has checked into the contest. 15 all tie, 5:40 left here in this first half as the Trojans get into the front court. Hoig out top to Markham. Markham with the basketball gets that 2-3 zone into the high post. The kick out now from Franken to Stuart Hoig. His three ball no good left side. Rebounded inside by Walker, the Tigers. Red Oak back up the floor now with across the timeline into the front court. Walker dribbles and penetrates to the free throw line, then stops and brings it back out top. Crossover, now down the lane he goes. The kick out here near side of Leiniger. Back out top, Walker. Walker on the right wing. And he'll leave the ball across. So we got a 3-second. No, we have a foul call inside. Foul down well away from the basketball. It's Jose Perez. Jose Perez, well, they list him at 5'11. That's not even close. He might be more like about 5'8 or 5'9, but what's a guy that size committing a foul down in the paint on offense for? That'll turn the ball back over. Trojans front court trying to break the tie. Into the corner, right side, the three ball from Esbeck, no good. Rebound, tied up. Perez had it initially, but Stuart Hoig stepped in to try to take it away, and it's a tied up possession. The ball belongs to Atlantic. 4:55 left to go before halftime. Trojans tied 15-all with the Tigers. Esbeck out top, left side Hoig. Hoig off the dribble, or off the bounce pass now, gets to Franken. Back down to Hoig, now Bloom posting. Leaner left side, blocked down low. Swatted away inside by Vial, and back the other way come the Tigers. A lot of blocked shots inside by the Tigers already. Now a three ball from the left corner quickly, no good by Andy Vial, and the rebound taken by Franken. Trojans up the floor now. Markham right side, out top it's Franken. Left side it comes to Esbeck. He'll go to the post. Down low. Bloom steps across. Nice leaner. Bank shot won't go, but a foul. Nice step under. Fake the shot. Got Vial off his feet. Andy Vial will pick up his first foul. That's the third team foul against the Tigers, and that'll send Gunnar Bloom now to the free throw line. Welcome those of you listening in on KJAN, both AM and FM, as the first free throw is no good by Bloom. Also welcome those folks listening in on the web tonight. They're listening all the way from Los Angeles.
Yeah, a little shout-out to Beth Ann Markham listening out in L.A. here tonight, so we're a worldwide sensation.
By the way, Beth, your dad says, send money.
Now.
And the free throw is up and good. Gunner knocks in one of two. 16-15, Trojans back on top now. Up the floor come the Tigers, quickly up the floor, Johnson. Bounce feed here, left or right side to Walker. Walker out on the arc with 4:10 left in the half. He'll curl it all the way around the left side now. Carlson checked back in during that last break. Out of the corner it goes, down low. They try to get it inside to Johnson. Tanner Johnson back outside now. Walker. Under 4 minutes to go here in this second quarter. Walker back outside, working the dribble against Markham. Dumps it here in the corner to Vile underneath. Ooh, a little push inside. Now we're going to have a foul call. The fans saw it. The official was just a wee late making the call. The correct call, though, is Blake Esbeck. A little push down low. Okay, a lot of push down low. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers. Fourth team foul against the Trojans. Vile off the inbound. Leaves it for Carlson. Back to Walker here in the corner. And we're going to have an illegal screen against Vile. He was trying to screen off over here in this near right corner, trying to get his buddy Pete Walker open for the three ball, but he was moving too much, and that'll turn the ball back over to the Trojans. Vile will check out, and now Nick Linen checks into the ball game here for Red Oak. I don't think there's more than about four or five guys Red Oak hasn't used tonight. Substituted freely so far here this evening. They sit back in that 2-3 zone. Trojans will try to attack. Right side with it now on the wing. The pass by Esbeck is tipped. Bloom able to come up with it, and an offensive foul whistled against Gunner Bloom. He tried to curl. He ducked that shoulder trying to get to the basket, and they whistle him for the foul. That's his second. Harrison Hoig and Chad Christensen back into the ball game now for the Trojans as Esbeck and Stuart Hoig will check out. 3.5 minutes left to play in the first half. 16-15. Trojans lead by just one here. Up the floor, Walker now struggles with it, and a double dribble violation. They turn the ball over. Good defense by the Trojans once again as Markham reached in from behind, tapped that ball free, and created that turnover. Blake Esbeck back into the lineup now for the Trojans as Bloom will hit the bench. Christensen will walk the ball ahead of the front court now for Atlantic. Esbeck here, left side, a long pass across to Markham, dumps it down low. Harrison Hoig, pass back out, is tipped and stolen. Walker up with it. No advantage, he'll slow it down, now leave it for Johnson. Johnson wildly trying to get to the basket and lost the ball. Picked up now by the Trojans, and now a traveling violation. Great catch, but a traveling violation whistled against Atlantic as Markham had the ball. A quick pass here to Esbeck, who wasn't looking for it. I think he saw it out of the corner of his eye at the last minute. He made the grab, but he was stumbling backward, and they call him for traveling. Ball back again to the Tigers. Perez back in. Carlson back in. Also checking back into the ball game is Dixon Nelson. Bounce pass inside to Nelson is tapped away now by Franken down low and out of bounds. Just not a lot of flow here tonight between these two teams.
Feels really tight here for both squads.
Johnson now with it right side. Going to turn and curl and go to the rack. And we're going to have a foul call. It's going to be whistled on Dalton Franken. That'll be his second. Nice move there, actually, by Johnson. It was a little helter-skelter heading with a left hand into the lane, but he stopped and curled back under and got Dalton Franken to bite. So Franken will hit the bench with two fouls, and Stuart Hoig is back in for the Trojans. Tiger ball. Carlson off the inbound. Has it tapped away and stolen. Esbeck slapped it free. Came up with a loose ball. Another turnover by the Tigers. 16-15 Trojans. We've been stuck there for a while. Atlantic basketball now front court. Christensen will swing it around back out top and set the offense. Now, bounce feed down low, posting Stuart Hoig. Left-hand scoop, no good. Got his own rebound. Leans back in. Too much traffic. It's tipped away right to Esbeck. He misses the roller around the rim. And a foul against the Trojans. Yikes. Offensive foul up and over the back on the rebound effort. Trojan two shots down low, point blank. Couldn't get either one of them to fall. Harrison Hoig will pick up the foul. That is his first. And that's the seventh team foul now against the Trojans. So the Red Oak Tigers will walk to the other side. And let's see who the injured party was. Who's going to shoot free throws? It's going to be Perez. 16-15. You just keep waiting for that explosion by the Trojans. It just hasn't happened yet. Atlantic got off to a slow start the other night against Abraham Lincoln. Rallied for a big win as the free throw by Perez is no good. Trojans still have a one-point lead with the ball. 2.5 minutes left in this first half. Markham and Christensen play catch right side. Now Christensen on the dribble left side. Out top it goes to Stuart Hoig and back to Christensen. He'll run the offense. Right side Markham well off the arc. Looks back out top Christensen. Back to Markham. Sets up for the three ball on the way and no good. Rims out. Rebound Harrison Hoig. His put back good off the glass. Harrison Hoig was hardly under the basket when he came up with that rebound, but he was able to elevate over the top and get the banker with one hand. 18-15 Trojans lead. Under 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. Johnson dribbling wildly down. Oh, he walked with a basketball. Shot no good. Rebound tapped around. And finally, it's going to be lost and picked up by Christensen. Johnson had it in his hands and lost it. Christensen up with it. Quickly ahead. Markham here, left corner. Down low. Stuart Hoig posting. Turns the kick out. Christensen grabs. Guns for three. No good. Rebound inside. Harrison Hoig. Right back to the rack. Basket good and a foul. Harrison Hoig fighting inside for the rebound. Off balance. Banks it home. And he'll get a chance to make it a three-point play. Foul whistle down low against Big Dixon Nelson. He's 6'3", and he's had a couple of hamburgers.
He's a big body inside, but give a lot of credit here to Harrison Hoig, breathing a little life here into this ball game right now.
And we got a timeout on the floor with a minute 34 left in the second quarter. 20-15, Trojans on top. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Daryl D. Smith Company. Look to Mark Smith for answers regarding traditional and Roth IRAs. If you've been wondering which IRA best fits you, give Mark Smith a call at 243-2466 or stop by Daryl D. Smith Company, 603 Poplar in Atlantic. If you want a beautiful yard that's weed-free and green as can be, give Jim Fisher of Fisher Turf Care a call. Jim offers free estimates and can answer any of your lawn care questions. Call Fisher Turf Care today at 783-4232 or 249-0044. R&B Feeds at Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic.
20-15, Trojans lead it by 5. When was the last time you saw Atlantic hold a team to just 2 points in a quarter and lead by only 5? Minute 34 left to play here in this first half. Harrison Hoig at the line for one. The free throw is no good. Got the basket, couldn't convert the free throw, but they steal it right back. Trojans took it away from the Tigers. Esbeck came up with it. Now Christensen, Markham out top. They worked that 2-3 zone. Red Oak sat in that 2-3 zone all night. Outside, Christensen. Back up top, Markham. Markham couldn't unload the three ball. Steps in, now kicks it across again. Christensen fires it all the way across here to Esbeck, who makes a dandy catch here on the sideline. Esbeck now from Markham. The bounce feed inside. It's Harrison Hoig posting. Dumps it back out top. Off balance on one leg. Had to dribble the basketball. Now back out top it comes. Christensen with the basketball. They'll reset. He gets a screen. Goes right. Stops on the arc. Back out top to Markham. Sam with the basketball. Well off the arc. Dumps it inside. Stuart Hoig posting in the lane. The turnaround. No good. Rebound tapped out by Christensen. Trojans keep it as Markham up with it. In the lane on the dribble. Banker good. Sam Markham benefits from a tap out by Christensen, dribbles into the lane and ricochets one off the window, and is 22-15, a 6-0 run here by the Trojans. 33 seconds left in the half. Ahead it comes now as they get it across the timeline, lining her to the front court. They break pressure, now a steal. Markham comes up with it. Quick hands again by Sam, and the steal and the basket belongs to Atlantic. Trojans making kind of a mini run here to end this quarter. 16 seconds left to go in the first half. Christensen in the center circle now directing traffic. Red Oak will sit in that 2-3. Esbeck right side down to 10. Christensen well out top. Fires it here left side to Esbeck. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Christensen, Esbeck left side. The elevates the three, no good. Rebound tapped out, and that'll do it. Can't get off the shot. Stuart Hoig had his hands on the ball on the rebound attempt. It was tapped out of his fingers. They couldn't corral it in time for a late shot. And we have reached, oh, wait a second, we have not reached intermission. They called a foul on Harrison. When did that happen? They called a foul on, was it Harrison Hoig?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, no, it's on Stewart.
It's on Stewart. All right. I didn't hear a whistle, didn't see anything happen there, but they called a foul at the buzzer, so Jose Perez will go to the line, and, of course, he'll make the first free throw and get a second in the bonus. Wow, these are free points. One more free throw try coming here for Perez, and the second one is also good. Oh, that's a tough way to finish a half. I'm not sure what exactly they think they saw, but that's two free points for the Tigers, and it's a five-point game now at intermission. 22-17, Atlantic with a five-point advantage over Red Oak here at the break. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, we've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and we'll help make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies. That's 1-877-DRY-DOGS. Crop Production Services. They're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today, 800-578-2902.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tonight. It's boys class 3A district semifinals this evening. Atlantic opening up what they hope will be a very deep run into the tournament season as they put their 18-3 season record on the line here tonight against the 5-16 Red Oak Tigers. But right now, hats off to the Red Oak Tigers. They're playing a pretty tough ball game as they've actually led a decent chunk of this first half in a tight ball game, but Atlantic a quick 7-2 run to end this first half, and that's given them a 5-point lead here at intermission, but they hardly have momentum.
Yeah, they really don't. I mean, it's just been a game where they've looked really tight here throughout the whole first half. I don't know if that's, you know, attributed to being the postseason game and you have those kind of jitters or, you know, what it may be, but they just seem to be a little bit off balance and a little bit, I don't know, it's a little lackluster out there. They're kind of going through the motions, it seems like, offensively. Have settled for probably too many outside shots here early on. They haven't really worked to break up that zone much here for Red Oak, and they just kind of packed it in inside. They've got some blocks, and you know, they're making Atlantic really kind of work to play in the game that they want it to be right now, and the Atlantic needs to do some things to get it more into an up and down into more of that athletic battle, because they know they can win that, and maybe that comes starting on the defensive end, but yeah, they really got to step some things up. And, of course, you know, the late foul, you mentioned, that kills the momentum with Perez stepping up there and hitting a couple of free throws there with time expired. So that kind of ruins your good feeling going to the locker room. But you got to feel good about leading, but you got to do a lot of things better here in the second half.
Well, defense has been pretty decent for the Trojans. They, you know, it's just hard when you're sitting here watching this first half. It's just hard to understand. Atlantic just hasn't shot the ball very well tonight. They're missing outside. They're missing inside. They've had a number of shots down low that have either been missed or blocked here early on. I think the Tigers have had four or five blocked shots already here tonight, and the Trojans just not able to take advantage of some of the opportunities that have been given to them.
Yeah, they really have. They've missed a few easy bunnies inside, and I think that's been after a rebound, too quick to try to get back up and put it back in and not squaring yourself. You know, give some credit to Harrison Hoig there late in that first half. He finally was the one that settled down and decided that he needed to set himself upright before he went back up with the shots, and then he made a couple there to help out the cause. But, yeah, I think they were a little bit too anxious to get those shots back up early, and then, yeah, they're missing a few on the outside as well, which, you know, you're going to have that. It's going to be, you know, about a 50% game on that front anyways, but you just got to do some better things to start knocking down those shots and get yourself in better position in the first place.
Well, we'll see if they can turn that around here in this second half. Trojans actually had a little bit better second quarter, a 10-4 advantage in the second quarter, but they were down 13-12 at the intermission. You know, the Tigers jumped out to a quick 2-0 lead, and I thought, okay, well, that's great. Enjoy that, because that's about all it's going to be tonight. But, you know, the Trojans ripped off about seven straight points to make it 7-2, and all of a sudden it was 9-9. And then, you know, the game was on from there. The Trojans just never seemed to be able to get away from them. Every time they thought they had opportunities, missed shots. They were struggling at the free throw line here in the first half, just 1 of 5 when they did get a few opportunities at the line. So they're just going to have to do a better job of taking advantage of their opportunities.
Yeah, and, you know, and after, you know, another thing I guess to look at, too, in that first half is Red Oak, really, they're shooting the ball a lot better than they normally do. They're only a 37% shooting team on the season, but they've been able to go ahead and make some shots here in this first half that's really helped them out and get them out to a nice lead here, or a nice lead there early on, and then of course weren't able to hang on to it. But yeah, if they keep shooting like that, it's definitely going to be a struggle here tonight for Atlantic, and a much closer ball game than they had expected. We've got a little bit of a Not only a surprise here with Atlantic struggling, but I guess a surprise up in Harlan here tonight as well, as Glenwood Rams have that lead at halftime. We just found out there, 23-20. So Glenwood right now a surprise leader over Harlan.
Yeah, very much a surprise. But Glenwood, I believe, did beat them one time during the course of this year. So, you know, Harlan is not an invincible team, and Glenwood can be a rough team if they get the right night. So apparently it might be one of the right nights tonight. So 3-point lead for Glenwood over Harlan. Atlantic with a 5-point lead here over Red Oak at halftime. We'll take another break, and we'll check numbers for you when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic in Atlantic. To make an appointment, give them a call today at 243-1833. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone Farm tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Plus, Tires and Service in Adair offers on-the-farm tire repair. Give Tires and Service a call at 641-742-5517. VHS Services LLC. Call them for all your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight, where the Trojans with a 22-17 halftime advantage over the Red Oak Tigers. Check numbers for you here real quick at the intermission for the Trojans. 8 points tonight from Dalton Frank, and the first five that he had were a milestone. That got him to 1,000 for his career, a pretty special mark for boys basketball players. He hits the 1,000-point mark for his career here tonight. 8 here in the first half. Also 6 for Harrison Hoyt. Harrison had kind of a rough start down low. He had his first couple of shots blocked inside, but he's able to get 6 points here in the first half. Also 4 points for Sam Markham, 3 for Chad Christensen, and 1 for Gunnar Bloom here this evening. As I mentioned, just 1 of 5 from the free throw line tonight by the Trojans in the first half. On the other side for the Tigers, they were led in the first half by Andy Vile and Tanner Johnson. They each had 4. Also 3 points for Pete Walker and 2 points each tonight for Jose Perez, Ryan Leiniger, and Dixon Nelson here as they've spread things around. 2 of 3 from the free throw line also here for the Tigers. Fouls, nobody in real trouble here tonight for the Trojans. Dalton Franken has picked up 2 and Gunnar Bloom 2. On the other side, Andy Vile picked up 2 for the Tigers. So that's the way it looks here at halftime tonight between these two teams. 22-17 Atlantic with the lead. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. First National Bank, with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. Visit with them for consumer and agricultural loans, checking, and interest-bearing accounts. First National Bank, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Custom Body and Sound. See them for all of your vehicle's needs. Let them accessorize your vehicle from window tint to car audio and mobile entertainment, along with collision repair, restoration, and much more. Visit Custom Body and Sound at 1000 East 7th Street in Atlantic. And Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get set for second half basketball coming up here as Atlantic leads 22-17 here over the Red Oak Tigers here in this Class 3A opening ball game of the postseason here for these two squads. A couple of other scores for you. There are some girls regional finals going on around the area tonight. Bedford leads Martinsville St. Mary's 18-12 at halftime, and Western Christian is a 40-26 lead over Kemper Catholic here at halftime as well. Those are some girls' regional finals going on tonight in classes 1A and 2A. But we're getting ready for second half basketball here in this boys' 3A opening round contest in Atlantic with a 22-17 lead here, and we'll see what they come out and do here in the second half. I'm sure they had a lot to talk about there at halftime, just a pretty stagnant their first half, and you got to imagine they're going to try to get out, maybe pressure a little bit more, run a little bit more, try to get the tempo of this ball game pushed a little bit more in their favor.
Yeah, I look for the Trojans to make a run here early in the second half. I think the Red Oaks gotten their attention now. Now it's time to get out and go. And one way for Atlantic to do that is with defense. They're one team that can really score a lot of points off the defensive pressure that they can apply. So I look for them to work that up a little bit, get a few steals, and maybe make a little bit of a run and jump this into a double-digit lead here relatively soon.
The starting five out here for the Tigers as they'll start with the basketball here in the second half. It's Walker, Perez, Leininger, Vile, and Johnson. And Walker has it here, and he'll bring it across here to get things started for Red Oak. They're working from right to left here in this second half. Perez has it. We'll dump it off to Leininger or Vile. He'll lob it down low to Johnson, and he got good position underneath. Went up high and got the shot to go off the glass. A little contact there as well. And Johnson able to knock down the bucket, and now offensive foul here against Chad Christensen. As he was falling down, as so was Ryan Leininger, but he'll get the benefit of the doubt there, and Christensen will get the offensive foul call.
There's a reason he was fouling down.
Both players were doing a little stumbling there. 22-19 is your score here. Red Oak with the basketball once again. As now they'll work it here up the floor. Johnson will have it. Working against Christensen out top. A bounce pass over to Walker. Now in the corner they go. Vile will try the three from there. That's too strong. The high rebound comes to Franken. He'll run. On the run out the other way. All the way to the rack. Two-hand stuff. Good by Franken. That'll get the team going a little bit. 24-19 your score now. The Trojans have the lead. Red Oak Tigers with the basketball. Out front it's Walker. He'll dump a bounce pass over to Johnson. Johnson goes over to Perez. Perez back to Johnson. Now across to Walker. Walker double team, kicks it back to Johnson. Steps up, high riser at the free throw line, off the mark. Rebound by Gunnar Bloom. Bloom will try to outlet. Now he gets it off to Markham, and here come the Trojans up the floor. Markham bounce pass underneath Harrison Hoy. Quick turn to the basket, missed the shot. Fight for the rebound, a jump ball called. As Johnson got tied up with Hoy, it'll be Trojan basketball on the arrow.
Let's see if that big two-hand flush by Dalton Franken. He wasn't giving that ball up. He had a couple of friends up there. He was going to take it to the rack. Let's see if that gets him started.
Out top, Franken will kick it back in the corner to Markham. He'll fire up a three ball. It's off the mark, a little bit too strong. And the rebound tracked down by Johnson for the Tigers. Walker now will bring it up the floor here for Red Oak. 6:20 left to go, third quarter. It's 24-19. Trojans here with the lead. Perez has it on the outside. Tried to bounce it across. Christensen got in the way, slapped it back. Perez able to track it back down. He'll dribble over right side, bounce a pass off to Walker. Now in the corner they go, Leininger back to Walker. Walker now to Johnson. Quick pass to Leininger in the corner. A pump fake and now a shot. And that one's off the front of the rim, way short. The rebound, Franken pulled it right off the glass. Up ahead quickly, Bloom on the run. We'll dump it over to Christensen. He'll try to attack baseline. Cut off there, back up top to Bloom. A pump fake, a dribble. Now he'll kick it in the corner. Markham's open again for three. This one's good. Sam Markham, the three ball, and it's 27-19. Trojans trying to get the crowd fired up, and Red Oak takes a 30-second timeout to try to stop this run that the Trojans have gone on. The big two-handed flush got things started by Franken, and now a three ball here for Sam Markham. It's 27-19, Trojans leading by eight.
This is where it's going to be difficult for Red Oak. They are not used to this type of a position this season, playing against a good team to have an opportunity here. And they've not had many chances like this to try to see if they're any good at closing out ball games like this. And this is where Atlantic could really start to smell blood and take advantage.
And they look to be trying to step up the intensity. And you can see there's been a concerted effort here so far to really push the ball up the floor off of those defensive rebounds. Inbound here against some pressure, and they'll get it into Leininger, right back to Walker, and he'll bring it up the floor. They will stay back to try to trap him. They kick it across here to Leininger. They get it across. He'll stop at the elbow, pick up his dribble, and now it's tapped away, stolen by Christensen. He lost the handle on it, went off of a foot. Franken picks it up. He comes up the floor, stops in front of the free throw line, and misses the jumper short. Rebound pulled down by the Tigers. Tigers have it out top here with Walker. Right now, the Trojans in kind of a shifting 1-3-1 zone type of look as they chin Christensen way out high in the middle of the two guards up top. Left side pass into the corner, and the shot way off the mark by Vile. Up ahead, Markham got tapped on the arm as he threw it up ahead to Christensen. They track it down, skip across to Bloom. Bounce pass to the baseline. Now it goes to Hoy. He fought his way out of traffic, got around, but the shot was missed, and Red Hook comes away with the basketball again. Walker will come across the timeline here and dump it over to Perez. Perez back to Walker. Walker way out high with it. 4:30 left to go, third quarter. 27-19, Trojans lead. Perez has it now. Will dribble a couple of times, pick up his dribble, need some help, bounce pass down to Leininger. He lost the handle on it, tried to scoop it outside, and it's picked up by Christensen and stolen. On the run the other way, Christensen all the way in the lane, and they're going to call an offensive foul as Johnson got in his way. Looked like he was still moving, but Christensen will pick up the third foul. And it looks like he's going to come out here right away as well. Blake Esbeck's going to check in. Also, Danny Carlson comes back into the lineup now here for the Tigers. And they will inbound here. Walker now will bring it up the floor. Still behind the timeline. Carlson now will bounce it across to Walker. They'll try to trap him out high. He needs some help. Gets it across now to Carlson. Carlson down low. Quick turnaround jumper by Vile. Gets it to rattle home. Defensive pressure out top. Got Vile open on the bottom, and they're able to find him. Markham now will kick it in the corner. Franken's open for a three try. That's no good. Just off the mark. Rebound by Johnson. 27-21. 6-point game. 3:41 left to go here in this third quarter. Red Oak able to slow it down and bring it across here. Walker will get it over to Perez. Perez back to Walker. Walker out high with the basketball. We'll fire it in now to traffic. Johnson, nice bounce pass across to Vile. Quick shot, no good. A short rebound by Bloom. Bounce pass to Markham. He'll run it out. Markham skip across, nice pass, but a foul called on the floor. It's going to need to be an easy bucket for Harrison Hoy, but they call a reach-in first against the Tigers, and it's whistled against Danny Carlson, his second. First foul of the second half here against the Tigers. Johnson will get a breather as they bring Nick Linen back in. Trojans will inbound underneath. Markham gets it in to Bloom. Up top now to Esbeck. Back in the corner. Markham open. Three ball on the way. That's no good. Rebound by Franken. He'll go up strong and get the putback to go. Nice rebound and putback by Dalton Franken. It's 29-21. Carlson traveled with the basketball. Good pressure by the Trojans as they caught him right across. He got across the timeline. Picked up his dribble. Big mistake there. And has to back up to try to get out of pressure and turns it over.
Harlan's up 8 now with 2 minutes left in the third quarter in that ball game with Glenwood up in Harlan.
Up the floor now here. It's Markham with an out top over to Esbeck. Now to Bloom. Bloom bounce pass. It goes to Harrison Hoyg. Right back to Bloom. Power dribble up with the shot. No good. Rebound tapped out. Nobody can hang on to it. Finally, Carlson comes away when he got away with a double dribble. He'll get it off now here to Walker. Walker will bring it across the timeline here. Just skip it across back to Carlson. Pump fake and a bounce back across to Walker. Walker into the corner to Perez. Trojans really coming out and pressuring the ball handlers. Over to Carlson. He had trouble hanging on to it. Tried to fire a pass off. It's knocked out of bounds by Franken. Tigers will keep. Carlson will inbound. Inbound goes to Perez, and he'll hand it off back to Carlson. Across they go to Walker. Long three ball on the way. It's good. Wow. I think he shot that one from Griswold, but Walker knocks it down. 29-24. The lead here for the Trojans, but that three cuts into it. Now Esbeck will try to answer on the other end, and he does. Left corner. Blake Esbeck with a triple. His first points of the game, and it's 32-24. Carlson right side goes to Perez in the corner. He's pressured there, tries to go baseline, forced a pass. It's stolen by Harrison Hoyg. Ripped right out of there. Now the ball is loose as he tried to kick it out. It's picked up by Walker in the corner to Vile, and his three-pointer is good. On the scramble, the Tigers get another three. 32-27. 5-point lead for Atlantic, and they have the basketball across to Bloom. Bloom will decide to fire up the three. That's off the mark, too strong. Rebound out long. Perez tracks it down for the Tigers. Perez will drive into the lane, pass across, and we're going to have a foul call here first. A couple of players were open on the block, but a foul here as he tried to get the pass across, and it's going to be on Gunnar Bloom, his third. And Markham's going to check out. Christensen back in. Dixon Nelson comes back in here for Red Oak. Inbound will come from the baseline here. Walker will send it in. Gets it into Nelson. Now a steal by Esbeck, and a reach-in foul immediately called on Carlson as he tried to slap back at it, and he'll pick up his third.
Nice anticipation there by the senior to hop in front, pick up that foul.
The inbound now will come here for the Trojans in the backcourt. 1:14 left to go third quarter. Still a tight ball game here. 32-27. Atlantic has the lead. In the corner they go to Franken up top. Christensen, he'll dribble drive right side. Esbeck, he'll try the three. It's good. Blake Esbeck with a couple of triples here in this third quarter, and it's 35-27 now.
Have we established how streaky a shooter Esbeck can be when he's hot? He's red hot.
That's true. 50 seconds to go here in the quarter. Now Hoy got a hand on it, knocked away from Vile, but he's able to re-corral it. Gets it back out to Carlson. Inside they go. A quick little hook shot is good off of the hands of Dixon Nelson. Boy, he learned that one from Jabbar. Back over to the corner. They get it down low and out of Hoig. Now back up top. Into the corner it goes, and the shot is up on the way, and it's no good by Esbeck. Rebound pulled down underneath by the Tigers. Walker has it. Will bounce pass it across to Carlson. Back across to Walker. Tries to dribble in, cut off, and has to come back out top. Walker will skip it across to Carlson. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Wide open underneath was Dixon Nelson. They left him all alone. He gets an easy layup. 5 seconds to go. Up ahead, Christensen in the corner. Esbeck a three at the buzzer. It's good. Blake Esbeck with another clutch three. And like you said, when he's hot, he's hot. He's had three threes here in the third quarter, and it's 38-31. Trojans lead after three. We'll take a break. Back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Templeman's. They buy, sell, and trade antiques. Also new and used furniture, office equipment, and books, along with other miscellaneous items. Stop by Templeman's, 516 Walnut in downtown Atlantic today. For all your insurance needs, visit with the Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs today. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance today. Elkhorn Pharmacy, proud to be a provider of the Freedom Prescription Plan. See them for health touch information and the best personalized books. That's Elkhorn Pharmacy in Elkhorn.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight. It's a 38-31 Trojan lead at the end of three quarters. Get you a couple other scores here as well as Red Oak inbounds the ball. Harlan with a 36-28 lead now over Glenwood after three. Also after three, IKM Manning in a girls regional final with a 33-31 lead over Panorama. That game up in Guthrie Center tonight. Back in action here now. The Tigers have the basketball here left side as Johnson leaves it back out top for Vile. As they work the ball out on the perimeter, Johnson down low as to Dixon, and Dixon with his feet firmly nailed to the floor doesn't get up to get the pass. It's off his fingertips and out of bounds. Sam Markham back into the lineup now as Gunnar Bloom will sit down for the Trojans. 38-31. Trojans have been uncomfortably in front here most of the second half. Christensen out of the front court. Markham down low. Posting is Franken. He'll elevate. Fire one up. Rings out. No good. And Dixon Nelson grabs the rebound. Up the floor, Johnson. Outside, Walker. Tigers work the perimeter. Trojans man-to-man defense. They've been in a man-to-man most of the night. Walker dribbling around in circles out front. No, guarded by Blake Esbeck. He'll turn and drive with the left hand out top. Fire it across. Three ball on the way. That's off the mark. Rattled around down low and tapped out of bounds as Vile missed the shot. And then Johnson tapped it out. So the ball will belong to the Trojans. Markham inbounds. Christensen will walk it to the front court now. Red Oak sitting back in that 2-3 zone. They have all night. Esbeck front court left side to the high post. Frank and quick pass down low is off the hands of Harrison Hoig and out of bounds. Ball turns back over. Another turnover by the Trojans. Red Oak looking to inbound. Walker hoping to inbound. Finally, Carlson comes to get it. Walker in the backcourt now. 6:45 left. Trojans by 7. Red Oak across the timeline. as Walker works the dribble out top, leaves it for Nelson. Back it goes to Walker around the left side. He'll kick it to the corner. Carlson off the dribble drive. Oh, Walk with it. Gives it out top now to Johnson. Now Walker down low, stolen away. Nice job again by Ezbeck as he slashed in front of Vile to steal the basketball. Ezbeck having a pretty good game off the bench here in the second half. Down low, he feeds Harrison Hoyt. His leaner blocked inside on a jump ball, and the arrow points to Atlantic, so the Trojans will keep it. Nelson able to get a hand up and block the shot, tie it up. So the Trojans will get it back. 6:16 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Hoyt out top now. It's Ezbeck here to the right side. Christensen looking low. The bounce feed, Harrison Hoyt. Back out top. Christensen pulls up right corner. The jumper off the mark. Rebound out of the air taken there by Vile. Tigers back the other way. Carlson on the run. In the lane. Slashes through. The leaner up. No good. Rebound tapped up by Nelson. And now we got a foul inside. And it's going to be on Dalton Franken. That'll be the third on Franken. They whistle him over the back. Nelson is not what you'd call mobile. Franken tried to work around him, but the official called the foul. So 38-31 the score. That's just the fourth team foul against the Trojans, and another foul is Nelson posting inside. This is going to be on Harrison Hoyt, bumping a foul from behind. That'll be his second foul. That's number five against the Trojans.
Yeah, Trojans getting a little frustrated here. You got to settle down. That was a bad foul there by Harrison.
Carlson to inbound on the baseline now as he fires it down low for Nelson. Nelson fumbled it around, couldn't make the shot, and now we're going to have a foul call as Harrison Hoyt was able to come up with a loose ball down low. And oh, no foul. We're going to say out of bounds. Carlson reached from out of bounds to touch the ball that was in the possession of Hoyt, and can't do that, so that'll turn the ball over to Atlantic. Trojans with the ball, 5:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Ezbeck front court, fires it all the way across. Markham open left corner, hesitates, now drives, bounce pass to Hoyt, is knocked away and stolen. Tigers back up with it again. Trojans by seven, Tigers the ball front court. Walker left side, trying to work that dribble. Back out top, it comes to Carlson. Carlson, guarded by Christensen, leaves it here left side for Walker. They're trying to post Johnson low this time. Nelson comes out high to get it. Right side, Carlson, the head fake, the dribble drive, the pass out is tapped by Christensen and saved. Does a nice job keeping it in bounds, flipping it back into Harrison Hoyt, and the Trojans with the steal. Boy, a lot of turnovers in this ball game tonight. Christensen out of the front court with it. 5 minutes left to play. Ezbeck, left side, they play catch with it. Christensen comes right side, gets a screen, out top to Franken. Franken spins, free throw line, the jumper up, no good, too strong. The rebound tapped out. Carlson ahead now to Walker. Walker going to run the floor and a reach-in foul from behind, whistled on Blake Ezbeck. That's his second, but it's also the sixth team foul now against the Trojans, so the next one will put the Tigers into the bonus. Atlantic is a long way from seeing the bonus here in the second half. Red Oak's been called for just two fouls so far. Gunnar Bloom back into the lineup now for Atlantic. Harrison Hoyt will check out. Carlson to inbound. Looks out high. Now fires it way high on your center court. Johnson up to get it. Tanner Johnson on the dribble up ahead. Out the right arc. Leaves it up top now for Walker. Walker outside, guarded by Markham. He'll dump it here in the corner for Nelson. Nelson out the high post. Johnson going to elevate and try. That's good. Tanner Johnson hits the 16-footer. And a timeout asked for by the Tigers. This will be a full. That's all they have left. 38-33, Atlantic by 5 with 4:32 left. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, serving you with all of your insurance needs. Give Brocker, Carnes & Carnes of Anita, Atlantic, or Council Bluffs a call today. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Brown's Shoe Fit in Atlantic, offering an excellent selection of shoes in every size to help comfort your feet along with friendly service. Whether you need sandals, work, walking, or athletic shoes, head to Brown's Shoe Fit, 502 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight. The Trojans with the basketball as we come back out of the timeout. 38-33 the score. Trojans will hustle to inbound, and they do in the backcourt. Christensen has it. Atlantic by 5, 4.5 left to play. Christensen, Markham play catch as the Tigers play a little full court defense now. Markham gets it across the timeline. Christensen here right side. He'll step it back out. Trojans will work the basketball here to the right side. It's Markham, Christensen, Franken, Esbeck, and Bloom on the floor. They go to Franken. Baseline left side. His jumper no good. Rebound by Carlson. Everybody's shot just a little off tonight. Carlson up the floor. Oh, he threw it out of bounds. Carlson brought it up the floor, and he had Markham in between him and Walker, and I think he saw Markham in the rearview mirror there and just decided, let's feed this out a little far, but he threw it right to his coach. Trojans basketball now. Across the timeline, Franken, or Markham rather, with it, far side, back up top, Christensen. Under 4 minutes to play now in the game. 38-33, Atlantic with a 5-point lead over the Tigers. Markham left side now, off on the arc, the bounce feed, Franken, out top, it's Esbeck. Right side, Christensen, back up top. Esbeck going to load up for three. You know it. When he's hot, he's hot. He's hit four threes in his last four tries. 41-33, back to an 8-point advantage, the biggest of the night for the Trojans. Out top now, Carlson with it across here, left side for Walker, into the corner, Perez. He'll drive with a right hand and leave it for Walker. Walker will work it back out top now. Cross to Carlson. Carlson to the high post, in the lane, a quick turn, way too strong off the glass that time was Nick Linen, rebounded inside by Franken. Trojans have not had a double-digit lead yet tonight. Here's their chance, and a timeout asked for as they get across the timeline by the Trojans. 3:03 left, Atlantic leads 41-33, back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crystal clear water. There's nothing quite like pure, refreshing water. And when you want the best, your water is crystal clear. Available in handy 20-ounce to 5-gallon bottles, stop by Hy-Vee or call Jim and Sherry Kahn at 712-769-2581. Delivery and cooler rentals available. Crystal clear water. Drink to your health. Spark and Brake Shop in Harlan, specializing in brake work, wheel alignment, and tune-ups. Stop by the Spark and Brake Shop located at 7th and Cyclone in Harlan or give them a call today. Miller Farm Supply in Elliott, your authorized dealer for Dixon riding mowers and Echo outdoor power equipment. They carry a wide selection of Briggs & Stratton and Kohler parts. Plus, they sell all types of tires and are a Kruger seed dealer. Stop in and see Mark at Miller Farm Supply on Main Street in Elliott.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. 41-33, Trojans by 8. 2.5 minutes left up in Harlan, and the Cyclones are schooling the Rams all of a sudden. 54-28 with 2.5 minutes left. Harlan's an 18-0 start to the fourth quarter. Here it's been tight all night. Christensen fires it far side, knocked out of bounds by Carlson as he tried to rifle it all the way across the floor to Markham. Ball out of bounds far side to the Trojans. 2:50 remaining in the game. Esbeck to inbound, out top it comes to Christensen. He gets a screen, drives the right side all the way to the rack, stumbles, and has the ball knocked away, and we've got a jump ball call. Boy, no foul call on the bump that caused him to fall down, but they whistle the jump ball as they block the shot. Ball turns back over to the Tigers. Walker will do that across the line. He'll walk it up. Now the pass is kicked by Christensen. They try to double team outside. 2:38 remaining here in the basketball game. 41-33. Atlantic by 8. Red Oak up the floor now. Carlson front court. Carlson off the dribble. Across it goes to Walker. Walker back to Carlson left side. Into the lane, Perez. Back outside, Walker. To the corner it goes. Quick grab and a fire for three by Vile. No good. Rebound tapped out by Christensen. That's the problem with not much height inside for the Tigers, as the Trojans from behind can get up and over the top. Christensen now will bring it across the timeline. 2:10 left. Markham left side. Looks down low, posting his Gunner Bloom. He'll turn, take it inside. The head fake, the banker, too strong. Rebound taken inside. 2 minutes left to play. Walker to the front court. Left corner it comes to Johnson. Back to Walker. Long three by Walker is good. Way outside the arc. And he drills one in. That set shot that he throws from the shoulder goes in, and a timeout asked for by the Tigers, and that should be their final timeout. As we've got just under 2 minutes left to go, 41-36 now our score. We'll just keep it right here this timeout. 41-36, a five-point lead. I didn't see this coming.
No, I don't think anybody did. Nobody walking into this gym tonight, I don't think, expected to see this coming. But, you know, the Tigers, they just keep hanging around and chipping away, and they're slowing the game down in certain spots to get it to their kind of style of basketball game. You know, it just goes to show you how important a team game basketball is, because Atlantic's been cold all night long, shooting everybody on the floor except for Blake Esbeck, getting hot here in the second half, and boy, did you need it.
Well, it's just been one of those nights. You know, Atlantic's had decent looks. It's not like they're not getting shots. Shots just aren't falling. And the Tigers, you know, you hate to keep using the words like pesky and stuff like that, but that's kind of the case. They've not really done anything dramatic on defense. They've just kind of been in the way. Sometimes that's good enough. So 5-point lead, a minute 52 left here in the ball game. Trojans on top. Frank into inbound for Atlantic in the backcourt. Bloom has it. He'll fire it up ahead now on the bounce to Christensen, across to Esbeck. He'll run to the lane, miss the shot. Rebound Christensen, no on the putback, and Perez the board. And that's the kind of night it's been for Atlantic. Ball knocked away now in the backcourt, stolen by Markham. He took it away. Minute 34 left to go here in the game. Franken out near the center court line now, barking out signals. Minute 25 left as Gunnar Bloom has it now in the center circle. Gets a screen right side, looks for help as he picks up the dribble and fires it across to Esbeck. Esbeck left side will step it back out. Now into the corner, it's Markham. He'll drive the bounce pass into Franken. He didn't get a good clean handle on it. Takes it to the rack. No, got his own rebound, puts it back up and in. And a whistle and a foul. Dalton Franken with the board and the bucket inside, and we're going to get a chance to see a free throw coming as well. He's going to whistle Andy Vial for his third foul. Odd stretch there. The Trojans just can't handle prosperity.
Yeah, that was some late contact coming across from Vial, but yeah, they're getting the ball where they want to. They just can't make those short shots tonight.
Franken at the line makes the free throw, converts the three-point play, and a timeout asked for now by the Trojans. This will be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Trojans trying to advance into that district final Thursday night over in Council Bluffs at Abraham Lincoln High School. The winner of this game will play Harlan. Harlan, wow, what a second half. They were down 23-20 at the half. Right now they lead 59-30 with just about a minute left.
It's an impressive run there. And you know, of course, closing out this game is important. If you get to that point, now you kind of worry about that, because that's a team that, you know, obviously went on a great run in the second half to get some momentum and win.
Tigers basketball, a minute 7 left as they inbound. 44-36 Trojans, their biggest lead of the night again at 8 points. Now Walker down the lane, the layup good to the left hand. Walker took it right down the lane for the bucket. And now the ball knocked away, almost stolen by the Tigers. Esbeck has it in the front court. He'll feed it outside now for Franken. Gunnar Bloom with a basketball out top, and he's fouled. Now Andy Vial will commit his fourth. That's just the fourth team foul against the Tigers here in the second half. So the lack of fouls now causing the Tigers a few problems. They can't get the Trojans to the free throw line.
Yeah, and I think they're going to look to use those fouls up as quickly as they can here.
47 seconds left to go. As Esbeck will inbound, Bloom has it. Out top, Bloom gets fouled. That'll be Carlson. That'll be his fourth. So the Trojans will inbound again, and immediately a foul. Tanner Johnson slaps Dalton Franken on the inbound, and for Johnson, that'll be his first. And the Trojans will inbound the basketball again here in the backcourt. Christensen off the inbound, backside to double team him, and a reach-in foul going to be called there. And that foul in the backcourt is going to go on Tanner Johnson. And that will be foul number 2 on Tanner Johnson. And that gets the Trojans now to the free throw line. Christensen with 39 seconds left. Chance to go to the line. The Trojans up 6. It's a final in Harlan, 63-31. The final score tonight as the Cyclones took care of business with a big second half. Free throw on the way and good by Christensen. He hits the first. One more try coming here for Chad Christensen. And the second one is also good. He got them both to roll through. 46-38. Again, that matches the Trojans' biggest lead of the game. Another timeout of 30 called by Atlantic. So just a half a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Trojans have two timeouts remaining, both fulls. The Tigers don't have any timeouts. They've used up all of theirs, which is a tough place to be at this point. The Trojans leading by 8. Tigers with the basketball. It's going to be awful tough at this point for Red Oak, short of a couple of big threes and some steals here defensively, but not a lot of time left, especially when you don't have any timeouts.
Yeah, you got to get it up the floor and take a shot as quickly as you can, and they're preferably long shots here at this point.
Johnson will inbound, pressure backcourt by the Trojans. Carlson has it, down to 35 seconds now as he gets it across the half-court line. Carlson out top directing traffic. They really don't have time for that. Johnson out top. Here left side it comes to Vial. Outside Walker. They screen for him. A long three is no good. Rebound inside. Tap to the baseline and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Trojans. That was a very long three. That's the problem at this point is he has to step out so incredibly far to get open because the Trojans are going to guard that three-point line. It just makes the shot so much tougher. Perez back in.
He's made some of those tonight, though.
True. Inbound feed, Gunnar Bloom has it. Now Dalton Franken with it in the backcourt. He'll turn and run it up the floor on the dribble and get it across the timeline. And he gets fouled. Slap from behind. I believe that's Carlson with the foul, and that would be his fifth. And it will be Carlson, and it will be his fifth. So he'll have to leave with 17 seconds left here in the ball game as he finishes the night without a point. Played a lot of minutes tonight. Actually played some pretty decent defense tonight for the Tigers. Now Perez will check out of the ball game as Jordan Nelson will check in for the first time. 17 seconds left. Frank into the line here for the Trojans. Chance to shoot the bonus. The front end is good. The Trojans they didn't get the line a lot in the first half, but they were just 1 of 5. They didn't get a line a lot here in the second half, but so far they're 4 for 4, and they're important. Second try, no good. So 1 of 2 for Franken. Biggest lead of the night, though, by the Trojans. It's 47-38, a 9-point lead. Johnson front court down the right side. The leaner off the glass and in. Johnson took it right to the rack for the bucket. 6 seconds left. A long pass up the floor now. Markham has it, and that'll do it. 2 seconds, and Christensen will grab the pass and ride the clock. 47-40, your final. Not impressive, but it got the job done here tonight. The Trojans come away with a 47-40 victory. Back to tell you more in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Safeguard Business Systems, offering computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by 414 Walnut in Atlantic. The Atlantic Animal Health Center, where Dr. Keith Leonard and his staff want to be a part of the love that you have for your pet. Give them a call today at 243-2121. The Atlantic Animal Health Center, located at 1008 West 6th Street. And if you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota. Maynard of the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight, the site of a, weird ball game tonight. Trojans expected to come in here. They beat the Tigers very handily during the course of the regular season. The last time these two teams played, just about a month ago, about 5 weeks ago, Trojans won it by 8. Scored 44 points tonight, 47-40. final scores. Atlantic wins at Trojans in a game that most figured would be a pretty easy ball game to start their tournament run. Never had a double-digit lead in the ball game.
Yeah, it's just one of those nights. You know, the game just had a weird feel to it from the get-go. You felt like both teams a little bit were a little bit tight to start the game. Didn't really feel comfortable out there on the floor, kind of, you know, really sticking to their game plans, worried about where they're going to be on the floor and not getting into the flow of the game. And then once the game progressed, Redick was just able to do enough to stick around, and the shots weren't going down for the Trojans tonight. Anytime that happens, you're going to end up in a tough ball game, and, you know, they got just enough production from guys at the right times. A big second half by Blake Esbeck to help out the cause with the threes that really helped to keep them going and keep the lead. And, made some free throws there in the second half. But just a weird flow to the ball game here tonight. And it's a tough one here for the Trojans to kind of chew and digest a little bit, I guess. But you don't have much time to do it. You got to turn around and play another tough ball club coming up now here this next Thursday night as they'll take on Harlan. And that's obviously a little bit worrisome just because of the way that your game played out and the way that their game played out. It's a much different momentum factor is there, but you got a tough task ahead of you.
Well, but, you know, we've seen these kind of things happen before, and you can take it one way or the other. You can look at it and say, gee whiz, what's wrong here? Or you can look at it as, you know, guys, this didn't work out the way we kind of thought, but we were able to survive here tonight. Let's take this and use it as a momentum builder for the next ball game. You know, it's not like the Trojans aren't going to walk in with a lot of confidence coming up on Thursday night. They're playing in a neutral court at a place they've played many times over the years, but it's also an opportunity to make it three in a row over the cycle. And some people would say, it's tough to beat a team three times in a year. Yeah, but I'd rather be the team that won twice than the team that hasn't won before. So Trojans and the Cyclones will face off again on Thursday night in a place that everybody kind of expected. It's not like it's an unexpected matchup. Everybody figured that's what was going to happen anyway. And now it is, and now it's your chance to show that, that this is where you belong. And I'll be honest with you that the last time the two teams played a few weeks ago up in Harlan, that was one of the finest high school basketball games I've seen in a few years. It was just well played by both teams. Both teams had their stars step up in the contest. It went right down to the wire. In fact, it went to overtime. And, the senior Blake Esbeck stepped up and hit huge three-pointers down the stretch in that fourth quarter to help out the team. But everybody did a lot of things right in every function of the game for both teams. And that's what you'd like to see Thursday night, is one of those kinds of games where both teams are playing at their peak.
Yeah, and I think you will. I mean, both teams are going to be ready to go, like you said. There's no lack of motivation at all. This is the ultimate goal. This is what you were worried about all season, is getting to the postseason and then playing strong once you got there. And I guess the other thing, you know, for the Trojans to take away from tonight, you know, heading there, is you're going to have nights like this. It happens throughout the season. Whether it's early or late in the year is just a matter of, you know, having an off night. And they had an off night shooting the ball here tonight, and you just got to hope that doesn't happen again. But you were able to survive when it did happen. You had enough guys step up in the right moments to get you the W, and that was what you needed. So, yeah, you move on. You go in with a lot of confidence on Thursday, and hopefully we'll see a great game.
Well, look at it this way. If you're going to have a night where you're just not going to shoot the ball very well, you'd rather have it against Red Oak than Harlan. That's kind of the way it goes tonight. 47-40, your final. Let's check numbers for you here tonight in the contest for the Trojans. They were led by Dalton Franken. He finishes with 16 points. Dalton hit the 1,000-point mark for his career in the game tonight, so nice milestone evening for him as well. I'm sure he doesn't take away a great feeling about it because of the way the game turned out, but 16 for him tonight. Also off the bench, Blake Esbeck. Bang, 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 bang. Four in a row. He goes four straight from the arc once again in the second half for 12 points here in the contest. Also 7 for Sam Markham, Chad Christensen with 5, 6 for Harrison Hoyg, and Gunnar Bloom had a point here tonight from the free throw line. For the Tigers, 11 for Pete Walker, most of those from NBA range this evening. Also 10 points for Tanner Johnson, 9 for Andy Vial, 6 for Dixon Nelson, and 2 each for Ryan Leininger and Jose Perez this evening for the Tigers. Tigers 2 of 3 from the free throw line, never got to the line in the second half. On the other side, the Trojans end up 5 for 10. Not a great shooting night by any stretch of the imagination from the free throw line, but they made them in the fourth quarter when they needed to make sure that they kept the distance between themselves and the Tigers as they come up with the victory tonight. Just one of those nights, as we said before. It was a 15-15 game late or early in the third and the second quarter. The Trojans seemed like they were going to pull away, but then a foul seemingly after the buzzer sounded at halftime, allowed Jose Perez to step to the line, hit a couple of free throws. It went from a 7-point game to a 5-point game, and it was just kind of those weird endings to a half that you just don't know how things are going to go from there. But then the Trojans turned around and hit a couple of big balls. Blake Esbeck with three threes in the third quarter to jump the lead out to 38-31, and then the Trojans hold off the Tigers down the stretch. Each team struggling a bit in the fourth quarter. In fact, the Trojans had only two field goals in the fourth quarter here tonight, but end up winning it by seven. Never led by double digits tonight. Got close. They led as many as nine at 47-38, and ends up being a 7-point ball game here this evening as the Trojans win it over the Tigers to advance. So Atlantic improves to 19-3 with the win, and the Tigers end their season with a record of 5-17 on the season. And Atlantic advances to the district final Thursday night against Harlan. Again, Harlan a winner tonight, 63-31 over Glenwood. That game took a massive turn for the ugly if you're a Glenwood fan in the second half, as Harlan had a lead at halftime of, actually Glenwood had the lead at halftime of 23-20, and Glenwood scores all of 8 points in the second half, 43-8 in the second half. If that doesn't merit a yikes, I don't know what does. That's tough.
That's a tough game.
So the Trojans come up on the Rams on the short end of a big score tonight, as Harlan struggled early but found their way in the second half. Atlantic never did, but still come away with a win here, 47-40. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN comes your way tomorrow night. Chris and I will be in Elkhorn tomorrow night, as we've got a Class 1A district final coming up for you. Our district semifinal, rather, coming up for you tomorrow night. It'll be Adair Casey facing off against Exira EHK. That's the Spartans and the Bombers tomorrow night. Adair Casey at Exira EHK from Elkhorn, 7 o'clock tip time. 6:50, we're on the air with the broadcast tomorrow night, and we hope you join us for all the action tomorrow. That's at Elkhorn tomorrow night, Exira EHK facing Adair Casey in boys district semifinal play tomorrow evening. That'll do it for us here tonight. 47-40, your final. Atlantic, a winner over Red Oak here this evening in this boys Class 3A district semifinal. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this evening, and good night from Atlantic.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Matt Mullinex of Mullinex Accounting offers tax preparations for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. He also offers write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Matt a call at Mullinex Accounting. That's 243-7770. Masker Plumbing and Heating, your Maytag heating and cooling dealer, who specializes in new and remodel plumbing, along with sewer and water line repair. For all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, give Masker Plumbing and Heating of Atlantic a call today, 243-2260. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today. That's Danish Mutual Insurance Association, 243-2260.